Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have breaking news right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have breaking news on
105.3.
Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. This comes from Shams Charania. The Brooklyn Nets are trading Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks.
Whoa!
For Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a first round, and multiple second round picks.
My goodness. My goodness. So hold on. We're going to talk about Schottenheimer a little bit later.
Wow.
That means that Jason Kidd and Nico Harrison know that they can handle a Kyrie Irving off the court, that they can get the commitment. And by the way, Spencer Dinwiddie goes back to the Brooklyn Nets where he was successful before Kyrie and KD got there, and then he injured his knee. That is incredible breaking news. 877-881-1053. What do you think about Kyrie Irving coming to the Dallas Mavericks? This deal has just been confirmed. And by the way, we will have audio from all the different experts, all the rest of the show. We will also, I'm going through the Rolodex, getting various people to comment on this trade scenario.
Wow. Just after we were saying, yeah, Lakers. Woo, good job, guys. Well, the Dallas Mavericks have pulled off a major upset here before the NBA trade deadline.
So for all Maverick fans, the ones who were so nervous that the Mavericks wouldn't do anything, they have done something major. Even if he's a rental, this is what I'm looking at it like. Like I said, the first thing you go through your mind is, okay, he's got the relationships with Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was his idol. When he was growing up in Coney Island, his favorite player of all time was Jason Kidd playing for the New Jersey Nets. Jason Kidd, of course, wound up coaching the Brooklyn Nets for the first time. And then later, Kyrie took his talents to Brooklyn and not to the New York Knicks because that's where he wanted to play all of his life. And, of course, KD went with him. With this being said, one of the reasons why this is not for those who have, you know, like I said, I'm still, my mind is whirling because I'm like, I don't trust him. I've always liked his basketball talent, and he will fit well with Luka on the floor. Just to say, on the floor part, he will fit well with Luka on the floor because when James Harden got traded up to Brooklyn, Kyrie was the one that said, no, I'm going to play off the ball. Let Harden run it up. I can work with him and keep him from having high usage rating. At the same time, Brooklyn, why would they make this move with the Mavericks as opposed to, I was saying Russ ain't going to the Brooklyn Nets. There's not going to be a reunion with KD. The other thing about KD is you want to keep KD happy, at least for the season. They got to be in win-now mode. Spencer Dinwiddie helps KD win now. Dorian Finney-Smith, for those who don't know, KD loves Dorian Finney-Smith. Mm-hmm. He was tweeting about Dorian Finney-Smith in the playoffs while the Mavericks and Dorian Finney-Smith and Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson were making that run to the Western Conference Finals as being one of the final four teams in the league. It was Dorian Finney-Smith that KD was tweeting about, saying, this guy got game. He's a true wing in this league of 3-and-D. I love Dorian Finney-Smith. I talked to Dodo about that. He was like, man, I love props like that from KD because KD's my guy. I like him a lot. So what does it leave with the Dallas Mavericks? Talent-wise, again, I'm not saying this team is all of a sudden they're going to win the West now, not with just Kyrie, but it allows you, if he's just a rental, you could try him out. And if it doesn't work out, he's gone. And the cap space that you needed to bring in somebody this summer, yeah, you're giving up a draft pick, a first-round pick, you still have some elbow room. It's not the end of the world if Kyrie implodes in their face. They're not stuck. This is not like, oh, what are you going to do now? And if you think this front office doesn't know how to move a bad contract or something, ask Kristaps Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
That contract, Porzingis' contract, damn near $200 million, they were able to move it on a guy that's not as talented as Kyrie Irving. 877-881-1053. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Mavericks getting Kyrie Irving? 214 says, what? In all caps. Yep. And you know what everybody else is saying? Okay.
All right, Lil John. Lil John.
But another 214 is going, no!
There's a lot of mixed reaction here.
There will be mixed reaction. And by the way, another teller from the 817 says, guess what? We didn't have to lose Christian Wood. Then I'm here for it. And here's the other thing. You now get to see if Christian Wood's game matches with a Luka, Kyrie. You got the rest of this season to play with this thing. Not saying that you're not going to go to the playoffs, but they can feel it all out. And for Kyrie, he needs to be on his best behavior, because if it doesn't work with the Dallas Mavericks, who the hell is going to want him? There's so many things that we could talk about. And by the way, I'm going to go through the Rolodex because we're going to get some people on here. And we're going to get the audio from around Twitter from the experts in the NBA, the Mark Steins, whoever else has got some audio. We're going to play some of that audio as well. Biggest story of the day. In fact, it's the biggest story in the NBA right now because Kyrie is one of the biggest names that was out there to be traded right now.
If you missed it just a few minutes ago, the announcement coming from Shams Charania. The Brooklyn Nets are trading Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, a first-round pick, and multiple second-round picks, sources have told The Athletic. Wow, that is just a shell-shocking move. We talked about earlier, you know, the fan base of the Dallas Mavericks. They wanted change. They just wanted to see initiative. They wanted to see action. Well, you got the biggest possible deal you could have made here at the deadline this season, and the NBA trade deadline always proves to be a box office. It proves to be quite the movie scene, if you will, and the mixed reaction that is pouring in here on the truckwreck.com text line is quite interesting, quite fun to read, because I'm kind of right in the middle. You know, this is a move that is very intriguing, obviously, but it's intriguing for so many more ways than just the off the court stuff, than just the how will it mesh with Luka. You talk about you're getting a guy that's only under contract through the rest of the season. What's that going to look like here in the off season? What's those conversations going to be? You talk about experimenting with a guy like Kyrie. How is he going to work with Christian Wood? How is he going to work with Luka? You get to figure that out. If it works out well, you have to start having those conversations pretty quick about if you want to have him here. How much is it going to take? How long are you going to have to commit? What's it really going to look like? And then Christian Wood, if it works out with those three, Christian Wood needs a new deal as well. There's so many variables at stake.
There's a situation that Christian Wood could walk.
There's so many things at stake.
If he refuses to sign his extension at the trade deadline, he could still be traded. Don't even think that,
they might not be done.
They might not be done.
There could be other things in play here, especially now that they're bringing on a big salary that you would think initially their hope is we're going to get this guy locked in. We're going to lock him down here in the offseason. So you might have to move some other salary. You might have to dump some contracts into some other places if you want to make this work. So this, it opens up so many conversations for the Dallas Mavericks that need to be had. And some of them need to be had before Thursday at 2 p.m. You know, a lot of these need to happen really quick, and there's just so many variables at play here, but it makes the rest of this season a lot more meaningful for the Dallas Mavericks because there's so many things at stake here now.
I've been saying this from the summertime. Well, like I said, there's a particular part of the Mavericks fan base that just antsy. It's instant gratification. Team building is a sport. because they never heard a peep out of the front office. I kept trying to remind everybody that's how they move. That's how Nico, Michael Finley, Mark Cuban, Jason Kidd, that's how this group was able to trade Porzingis in his contract. You do it stealthily. You do not announce we're going to move off from some players or some players might be in play. And it made a lot of people frustrated because they thought nothing would happen. I guaranteed on the air something would happen. Did I think it was going to be Kyrie? Hell no. Did I say I'm not even 100% for Kyrie? Exactly right. I've also said this. There's no question the man has skills. And what you're hoping for is Nico and Jason Kidd can handle all of the things to come that come along with Kyrie. And again, I'm not even talking about the controversial statements. I'm just talking about his commitment. His commitment to winning a championship. Because he's already won one. My view of Kyrie is this is a guy that's got more in his life going on that equals basketball. He loves playing basketball, but it's more than just basketball with him. It could be anything. And if the Mavericks make the playoffs, be prepared. He will be fasting. He's going to be doing his Ramadan. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen. He's been fasting. Tolo texted in, who's Muslim, said Kyrie's been fasting for 2 years. This would be his third year. There's no way in hell he's not going to fast. So understand there are things that go along with Kyrie, but they would not make this move if they weren't prepared for it.
Full details from Shams Charania. Here we go. 2029 unprotected first round pick, a 2027 second round pick, and a 2029 second round pick to the Nets. Brooklyn is also sending Markieff Morris to Dallas.
That's the twin brother of the dreaded Marcus Morris, who is trying to step on Luka's ankle. Markieff is completely a different personality than his twin brother. They just look alike. So if you see Markieff out there and you're like, damn, isn't that the guy that was on the Clippers and Luka? Different. It's his brother.
Yeah, so there will be some fun family.
And by the way, Markieff solves some rebounding. In other words, he's not doing Finney Smith, but it's almost a toss up right there. You follow what I'm saying with that? Mm-hmm. In other words, what type of player is he? He's kind of like Marcus Morris. I mean, he's just twin brother. That same body size. They both have the same kind of abilities. Can hit a three. They can post up down low, and they're big body. They can bang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.